Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast produced and hosted by Mike from MHJ Picks. Give us a follow on Twitter at MHJ Picks, on Facebook at MHJ Picks, or on our website, www.mhjpicks.com. Each episode will give you selection and analysis for major horse courses across the country. Good morning, and thanks for checking out the Gulfstream Park Picks for January 7th. This is Mike from MHJ Picks, getting this out a little bit later than I would like, but I do have ambitions of someday doing this full-time, not having to work for the man, you know how it is, but like most of you guys out there, I do have a full-time job I've got to attend to, so time can get a little tricky, but here we go with race one. $20,000 claiming race. I like number 6 on top, Galantita from Ireland. Safi Joseph, Edgar Zayas in the mount here. We've got some improving buyers. His horse has run well at this level. I think it is primed, you know, for a good effort today and is a likely winner of this race. Number 4, All About Catherine. He's coming off a win at this level with Paco Lopez back in the mount for Mary Epler. Horse is running great right now. Definitely one to consider. Does have a shot at the win. Number 1, Lido Key, is your morning line favorite. Just won at a higher level and is dropping down after a turf race at Aqueduct. Has run here at Gulfstream with some similar figures, so is going to be tough. I'm just looking to beat the favorite off the travel coming in from New York, hoping that the locals can knock him out. But definitely one to consider here. Going on to race number 2. It's a maiden claimer, $35,000. I'm going to go, actually, maybe the longest shot on the board in the morning line, or tied for it at least, number 4, Cozy Valentine. So the trainer's named Michael McDonald, only an 8% trainer. Angel Arroyo, only an 8% jockey. The stats don't look great, but the workouts are solid. This horse, actually, Kozan horses can do pretty well. First time out, and I just think this is one of those types of races where a little bit of chaos can happen, and this horse has a pretty good Tomlinson for the distance, so looking to that to see if we can get a price here. Number 5, Nuska. Fausto Gutierrez is the trainer, Edgar Zayas in the mount. This horse has one race under its belt. It says eventful trip with a late stride, which just means he had some trouble. Fausto Gutierrez is a trainer who usually likes to put horses out on the front end, so I'm interested to see if the tactic changes and how that looks today in this field. Number 6, Is She Frosted. One race effort, ran third. Decent buyer speed, probably the highest buyer speed of the group, actually. Last time out in October at Gulfstream West. You know, there's nothing wrong with this horse. Barboza is 19% with the layoffs of this length. This horse is getting Lasix for the first time. You know, just think this horse does have a legitimate shot here. Interested to see what he does off the bench. Number 2, Fior de Latte, is out of Exaggerator. Has a couple races in. Has had some trouble. You know, looks for potential to improve today for Antonio Sando and Tyler Gaffleone. I do like the addition of blinkers here. I think that's going to help. This horse looks like one that wants to have early speed, so the blinkers should help this young horse make it happen. Can't ignore number 3, Nancy Work, Kathleen O'Connell, Luis Saez. As you can see, this race is pretty wide open, so you may have to go deep here. Tough race, race 2. Race number 3, 6 furlong, maiden claimer again, 20,000. You know, these maiden claimers back-to-back can produce some huge doubles, make some for some big rolling pick threes. You just never know. These maiden claiming races at Gulfstream are tough because sometimes the horses you think are really going to make it happen just are flat. Number 3, Black Teen, for Oscar Gonzalez, Luis Reyes. Only an 8% trainer first time out, but coming off a nice bullet work at 5 furlongs. Shows me this horse is ready, primed to go. There's not much else in this field that looks fantastic, so I definitely will be taking a shot here with number 3. Number 8, Tonalism, Safi Joseph, Edgar Zayas. Has some good solid bullet works along the way. This horse is definitely ready to run. Deserves the morning line favoritism. Will likely be the post time favorite as well. Just interested to see how this horse will actually run outside of the workouts, just like number 3. My other choice here is also a first-time starter, number 6, Blankenstein. Not just because he has a really cool name, but you've got Jorge Delgado Luis Saez. This horse is, limited works, but ramped it up here in December. 4-year-old making a debut, so that's interesting. As is number 8. Number 8, is also a 4-year-old, so I just caught that on that. Kind of an interesting scenario to have. Actually, the 3 is also a 4-year-old. So we've got 3 4-year-olds making a debut. Now I'm looking at the conditions, and it is a maiden 4-year-old and upward race. So interesting to see what will happen here. If you like horses that have already run, number 4, Trini John, is probably the best of those. So someone definitely to consider including as well. Sorry to see number 7 get scratched out, making a legacy. 30-time maiden, but this horse has been in the money 7 times in a row. It's just not going to race today after all. Number 4, we go for our third maiden claimer in a row. This one, $35,000. I'm going to look to number 1, Divine Encounter. 8-1 morning line. Never really heard of this trainer, 0% trainer. This horse is dropping down from Special Weight Company from the turf to the dirt. Angle I like to play, so let's see if that can be a good one here. Went off at 118-1 last time out, so and ran 5th. So you never know. Taking a shot there, he will probably be much higher than the 8-1, but let's see what he can do. Number 5, Ideal Breeze for Michael Yates out of Cajun Breeze. These Cajun Breeze horses really run first time out. They don't get a lot of respect. As you can see for the trainer, 16%, $4.54 ROI. Maiden claimers, debuts, 29%, $2.71 ROI. Doesn't get a lot of respect. Has horses ready first time out. Definitely a solid, solid play here. Number 5, Ideal Breeze. Number 4, Never My Love, Jane Sibeli. This horse has a race under the belt. Is adding blinkers, which should help. At first race, kind of went out and dropped off. Coming off a bullet work, nothing wrong with playing this horse on top. Like 154 in the 4th race. Race number 5, finally out of the maidens, but into a $20,000 claiming on the turf. So these are some battle-tested horses. They will fight. It'll be fun to watch. Number 2, Digital Footprint, morning line favorite, is my number 1 choice. Coming off a win at this trip. At this level, same trainer, same jockey, just kind of stayed near the pack and then made his move late and lasted in the stretch. I think Digital Footprint is prime for a win here. Another interesting stat here for Mike Maker, second off over 180 days. So this horse had a long layoff, one last out, he's running again here, 33%, $3.77 ROI. You don't see a lot of Maker stats with such an ROI, so something to consider here on number 2. Number 3, Pretendant, is for Paco Lopez, Kelly Breen. This horse, solid runner, nothing wrong with this horse, will go out, put a good effort, and with the right trip, could get the victory. Torpedo play here, the first torpedo of the day, number 1, Ninja Dust, is racing for Carlos Martin and Edgar Zayas in the mount. Kind of a hunch play here, sitting the rail trip, should be a nice pocket trip, can get out a little bit behind number 2 and just kind of run with him and see what he can do late. He may run actually a little bit early. Just depends what strategy they want to employ. This horse has done both. I think they're better suited to put this horse out a little bit earlier than usual. Slight cutback. Makes him a player here for me, number 1. Race number 6, I do have an anchor choice here. in the Maiden Special Weight 47,000. My anchor choice is going to be number 6, Black Magic Woman, for Todd Pletcher. Buyer is 10 points higher than anybody else here, except the one horse. Actually, I just saw that. However, I believe... not scratched anymore. So 6 horse definitely is one that I do have as an anchor off back-to-back bullets. Todd Pletcher at Gulfstream. You know, no reason to me this horse can't make it happen. Goes back to turf, or back to dirt after a turf race where he ran third. So going to go there for my top choice. Number 5, Seaside Retreat. Shug McGahee, Jose Lopez. This is an improving horse. This horse can run him down late. So depending on pace scenario here, number 5, Seaside Retreat. While number 1 here will be my third choice. Favorite Sin, Julian Leperoux, Ian Wilkes, a good combination. This horse will be ready to roll. Ran third last out at Churchill Downs. So definitely has an opportunity to get something done. I just think the number 6 is going to be way too tough. But we'll see. 7th race, $35,000 claimer, mile on the turf. Another one of those races where you just have some quality animals that go out and put it all out on the course. Going to go to number 6. I'm Listening, Mary Epler, Paco Lopez. This horse is second off. Really nice effort last out here at Gulfstream. Slight cutback, just missed last time to War Canoe, which is a quality horse. Second choice will be number 4, Golden Curl, Lynch and Leperoux. Making a big drop down in class here. Second off, which is a 27% with a $4.62 ROI for Lynch. This horse is up for a claim. I think be lucky to get 8 to 1 on this horse. I think it's gonna drop below that, but one to consider here. Number 4, Golden Curl. Torpedo Play, number 7, Codrington, is going for Antonio Sano, also second off. Had a good effort last out in that same race as I'm Listening. Ran 3 lengths behind to War Canoe. Kind of went wide on the trip, so I'm thinking a little bit better trip here could make it happen at a nice price. Moving on to race number 8. $40,000 allowance for non-winners of a race other than a claiming race, so, or a maiden race, of course, but you've got a lot of young horses here, some good horses. You might remember number 4, Gatsby. Number 4, Gatsby, on debut, was really impressive. Actually beat Golden Pal. So this is, I think, the only horse who has beaten Golden Pal. Obviously hasn't panned out to be as good as Golden Pal has been. However, is a quality horse, always runs well, and just got gelded. So I really like Gatsby in this situation. Number 1, Real Talk, Carlos David, Jose Ortiz. First off, the claim for David, 34% angle. I believe yesterday had a winner, a similar situation. So must consider number 1, Real Talk. Number 7 will be my third choice, Willie Boy. Coming off the maiden win, Jeff Engler, Corey Lannery. Nice to see him out here at Gulfstream having some good mounts, making some nice races. So good for him to be out here. Good jockey, good person. Glad to see him added to the calling at Gulfstream. This horse won kind of easily on debut, it looked like to me. So we'll see what some competition does this time around. Race number 9, we've got an allowance optional claimer, 5 miles on the turf. I'm going to go Torpedo here, number 3, Dare Day. Anthony Quartarolo with Angel Arroyo in the mount. Thistledown horse. Thistledown does not have a turf course, neither does Mahoning Valley. So this horse has never run on turf. However, has a little bit of pedigree for turf. So I'm interested to see... Has run at the highest class levels they have down there, and Ohio has won some races, has had a nice showing, has back-to-back Bullet Works. First time for the trainer up here, or down here. I just think this is a horse that screams potential torpedo. Number 7, Tiger Blood, is an old, hard runner. 51 career races, 19 victories. Did have a victory back in April here at the Trip with a great buyer speed. So this horse is a fighter. Ran at Kentucky Downs and put out a good effort against some really tough horses. Just have nothing but respect for this horse. Is a player every time he's on the course. Can't ignore number 7. Number 4 is my third choice, Mo Maverick. Nice front-running type. Going from Mike Maker, coming in from a trip, or coming in from Aqueduct. Naira Circuit has been racing there. First time Maker, 18%. Definitely one to consider as well. As you can tell, it's a pretty open race. Look at number 8, Quirky. Mike Ninny, Luis Saez. This jockey-trainer combination, 20%. Can't argue with that. Second off, 23%. Just one at a much lower level, but definitely has the ability to run with these horses. Quirky, number 8, my third, fourth choice. Race number 10, the finale, 7.5. Furlong maiden claiming $20,000 on the turf. While in these races, I usually like to go for a torpedo unless there's something obvious. I'm going to keep it all on the inside today. I'm going to go with number 2, Winnipeg Wonder, is my top choice. Ralph Nix, Misael Jaramillo. This horse will be cutting back some, front-running type. I think the slight cutback is going to help. Shouldn't be too much else to go with him. Number 1, Alluring Roomba, Kelsey Danner and Angel Arroyo. We've got a slight jump back up in class after having been special weight, dropped down to the $16,000 level, ran third. Should be a player here. And then number 3, Pearlescent. Had a nice race last time out. Lost to a next out winner. You know, was beaten by 5 lengths, so it wasn't close, but it just shows this horse can run, can compete at this level. And I think number 3 does have a legitimate shot here. Welcome to go deeper or with a torpedo play here. I'm going to keep it on the inside, 2-1-3 to close out the day. Hope you have a great day at Gulfstream, and look forward to getting back to you all tomorrow. Thanks for checking us out.